Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
On the line, I've got Dr. Navesh Sulal, the healthcare practitioner specializing as a physician pulmonologist, somebody who is eminently qualified to talk about all things COVID and lung related. Dr. Sulal, thank you for talking to us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Yeah, sure. Thank you very much for having me.
So let's talk about the longer term impacts on COVID, that COVID-19 has on the pulmonary function of survivors. Is there enough data out, Prof?
So the short answer is yes and no. We know that it's bad, and we know that it's more than just a normal thing. Remember, we talk about pneumonia being the first respiratory problem that we find with COVID-19 infections, and that gives you an acute illness. Now, that may be fairly mild. It may be something that requires you to have some oxygen. It may require you to be hospitalized. If it really gets bad, you may need to be in intensive care, on ventilators, and so on. Now, the severity of that initial hit also tends to, in one group, tell you what's going to happen thereafter. The more severe your illness the first time, so if you were in hospital and you needed oxygen, there's a good chance that your recovery is going to take a lot more time than someone who had the mild sniffles and a minor cough. So the severity of the initial illness also tells you how long it's going to be. So that's the first group of people. So the sicker you are and the more time you spend on a ventilator or you're on lots of oxygen, there's a lot more damage to the lung in terms of scar tissue later on. We worry about scar tissue because in the long term, we're wondering about how much of lung capacity one is going to lose. So obviously, if you're talking about normal lung capacity and you lose 20%, fine, you can survive on 80% lung capacity. But if you've got underlying lung disease and your lung disease was lung function was only 50% to start with from whatever the reason was, asthma, emphysema, whatever it is, taking 20 or 30% away from that gives you a slightly different scenario. So that's the first group of people, the people who the sicker you are, the worse off you get. Then, unfortunately, there's another group of people who are perfectly fine, and we don't really know why this is, and we're tending to find that there's probably younger people as well. And we talk about these long COVID issues, which happen, you know, anywhere from 3 to 6 months down the line. And we're noticing a lot of people getting chronic lung disease and even far more severe lung disease months down the line than they initially had. Now, it's not as common as the first group I was speaking about, but it is a reality. And we're looking at people who are fairly mild and they're getting long COVID symptoms. Now, these long COVID things could be pulmonary, which are the lungs. They could be heart related. We've seen people with clots in the legs, clots in lungs. We've seen people with strokes. We've seen people with heart attacks. So it's quite a nasty little thing, unfortunately, in terms of the long-term sort of outlook in COVID-19. And the problem is it's unpredictable. So young.
So there are no indicators as to who's going to suffer this long COVID.
That's precisely the point, you know, and that's why vaccines and vaccinations become part of it. So we do think that more people who are vaccinated, there's, you know, body of evidence with some data out there that says that if you've been vaccinated, your chance of developing a lot of those symptoms are diminished. Obviously, remember, this is a fairly new disease. You know, we're talking about a year and a half down the line. So if we have to look at patients, you know, especially in the Northern Hemisphere who've had this in the last year, you're only finding a bit of data on long COVID coming out now. And this would be the time where we're putting a lot of data into that.
Doc, you're talking to somebody who knows very little about medicine, so pardon from where the questions are coming, but is the lung not an organ that is able to repair itself very effectively? I'm just thinking of something like a kidney or a liver, which kind of does.
So most organs in the body can recover to some extent. It just depends on which organ it is. So if you look at something like kidneys and liver and heart, for that matter, and lungs, you do get recovery and you do get repair that happens. But remember, with anything that gets hurt, if you twist your ankle, it's going to get swollen, it's going to get inflamed, and it's going to get ugly. When it goes down, there's still going to be some degree of stiffness. Now, different people, you know, it's different degrees of stiffness, different degrees of scar tissue. If you look at athletes, that twisted ankle can keep you out for a while. So in all organs, there's a variability in how quickly you recover and how much you recover. And that's where the variability comes in. It's the same way to explain why some people get extremely ill and some people just get a bit of a snot nose and nothing much else. It just depends on what your immune status is and to put it simplistically, it's what your body's capabilities of recovery are. And they're different for different people. And unfortunately, we know that certain things make it worse. So if you're on immune suppressing drugs, if you have certain diseases that mess around your immune system like diabetes and transplanted organs and so on. But sometimes we just don't know whether it's a genetic thing. So you'd find young people with no other reasons, but now they're in trouble. So it's the body's innate ability to repair. So some people can repair to a large extent, but some people just get lots and lots of scar tissue and they get lots and lots of ongoing damage. So it's that degree of inflammation and ongoing damage and how much you can repair and how much scar tissue you're left with.
Dr. Sulal, what an absolute pleasure talking to you this afternoon. My big takeaway from what you were saying was, given the arbitrary nature of the effects of COVID, go and get yourselves vaccinated. That seems to be the message. So
I can't stress enough. It doesn't matter what we talk about. Number one, get a vaccine. Number two, even if you get a vaccine, especially in the middle of a surge, you can still transmit this, you can still get it, and you can still get sick. It reduces your chances of getting into an intensive care, but it is not a Superman cloak. So if you've got people who have immune and health issues and you take it home, even if you're vaccinated, and grandma and grandpa who are ill, they can still get incredibly sick. So I think the lesson here is, until the surge is over, be very careful, social distancing, and get the vaccine as quickly as possible to as many people as possible.
We leave it there. Dr. Sulal, thank you so much for talking to us on High FM.